As many of you know, Chuck Noll died last Friday at the age of 82. While he always will be known and credited for turning a losing team into a dynasty, Chuck Noll was much more than that to the people of Pittsburgh. His achievements speak volumes, but I think Coach Noll was admired more for how he succeeded than what he accomplished. He was a quiet, modest, and unassuming man who knew that there was no substitute for hard work. Coach Noll was a teacher and a believer in fundamentals. It's been reported that he most loved training camp because it gave him the opportunity to even teach those players that he knew would not make the team. He believed in loyalty, dedication, and abiding self-confidence. Coach Noll once told a group of players that if he had to motivate them, he would fire them. His formula was simple. He drafted talented athletes who were capable of doing their job, and he taught them what he expected of them as both players and teammates. Chuck Noll believed in teamwork and devotion to the collective cause. There was no room for players with huge egos who were not willing to push and sacrifice themselves in the pursuit of team goals. Mr. President, Coach Noll hated the spotlight and never dwelled on success. Seconds after hoisting Super Bowl trophies, he was always looking ahead to the next season, determined to find ways to improve and get better. Coach Noll always gave credit to his players and downplayed his own role and influence. He once joked, "Some coaches pray for wisdom. I pray for 280-pound tackles. They give me plenty of wisdom." He had no time for self-made celebrities and braggarts. When questioned at one of the Super Bowls about Dallas Cowboys Hollywood Henderson's relentless trash talking, Noll simply said, "Empty drums make the most noise." In his age, when so many athletes and coaches view self-publicity and individual accomplishments as career goals, Coach Noll shines through as someone who did it the hard way, did it the right way, and did it the classy way. He was hired to coach a franchise that had been an NFL doormat for decades. Despite going 1-13 in his first season, he remained committed to his coaching approach and built one of the greatest and proudest franchises in football history. Mr. President, Pittsburgh has always been known for its blue-collar work ethic. Our sports fans demand players who are unselfish, loyal to our city, loyal to their teammates, and dedicated to winning championships the right way. Chuck Noll brought a winning tradition to our city of champions and helped transform sports entertainment into an economic boom for the whole region. In some ways, Coach Noll was a mirror reflection of our city and its people. In other ways, our loyal and unwavering support for our teams is a lasting reflection of Coach Chuck Noll and his humble example. Mr. President, I offer our sympathy to the Noll family. Thank you very much.